The Bucket List. Carmel Schreyer. Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. What's a Bucket List? The great Roman Emperor, Marcus Aurelius, said, "You will give yourself peace of mind if you perform every act of your life as if it were your last." Could this have been the secret to the emperor's success? Everyone wants to have peace of mind as well as success. Planning and organization can help, and a good way to plan is to make a list. Have you ever heard the idiom, kick the bucket? Do you know what it means? Kick the bucket means die. Even though the expression is well known today, nobody is absolutely sure of its origin. There are several ideas, though, and all of them seem to suggest that the common bucket has been associated with death for a long time. And it is from this idiom that we get the term bucket list. So what is a bucket list? It's a list of everything we want to do before we die. In the movie The Bucket List, Academy Award-winning actors Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman play two men who are dying of cancer. Faced with their impending death, they write down all the things they want to accomplish and then set out to do them. The movie was a success and was seen by more than 200 million people. It was both entertaining and inspiring. These days, people are finding that writing a bucket list helps them lead more satisfying lives. Try it. You can organize your list in different ways. You may want to have categories or groups of ideas, like the elements of wellness, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, environmental, occupational, physical, and social. Ask your friends for other ideas, or just prepare a list based on alphabetical order. It's your life and your list. Chapter 2. Tackle Your Fears. Ask yourself this question: what am I afraid of? Then set out to tackle your fears. It can be thrilling and satisfying to do something you were once afraid to attempt. Here are some ideas. Hang out with spiders and snakes. Who isn't afraid of spiders and snakes? Maybe it is because their bodies are so different from ours. The best way to tackle this fear is to learn more about them. You can also visit snake and spider enclosures and touch them at petting zoos. You may find out you like them. Swim with sharks. Many people fear sharks, especially those who have seen the 1975 thriller Jaws. But only 5 to 15 people die from shark attacks in the world each year. Sharks are beautiful creatures, and the best way to appreciate them is by shark cage diving. You stand in an underwater cage and watch sharks as they swim by. Great places to try this include Costa Rica, South Africa, and the Galapagos Islands. Learn public speaking. Some people say that public speaking is scarier than swimming with sharks. But anyone can master the skills of public speaking. There are many organizations like Toastmasters International that provide support for people wishing to learn to speak confidently in public. At regular meetings, members prepare short speeches on different subjects and get feedback. Act in community theater. Many people secretly wish they could be famous actors. Fortunately, many cities have community theater and other performing arts clubs. Members have various levels of experience, but that's all part of the fun. And who knows? If you get a role, you could become famous. At least, in your neighborhood. Base jumping. It's common for people to be afraid of heights, but the growing popularity of base jumping tells us that people are ready to face this fear in the name of excitement. Base jumping opportunities can be found in many different settings. Bridges across river valleys, the tops of tall buildings, cliffs. Anywhere as long as it's very high. So you shouldn't have to travel far to find a base jumping site. Become a trapeze artist. If base jumping is too extreme for you, why not try some circus training classes and become a trapeze artist? Because of popular circus shows, ordinary people are showing an interest in learning circus skills. These days, anybody can have a chance to be a trapeze artist and fly above crowds on a swing. You may not be brave enough to get too high at first, but confidence comes with practice. Take a dive. Afraid of heights? Afraid of the water? It's possible to tackle both fears at the same time. Cliff diving used to be something people watched professional divers do. But today, there are many places around the world where regular people can enjoy the thrill of throwing themselves into the ocean from cliffs as high as 12 meters. Cliff diving lets people fly like a bird and swim like a fish, all in a few seconds. Learn to scuba dive. Once a person is confident in the water, the next step is to learn to scuba dive. It takes a lot of effort to become a certified scuba diver, but the reward is seeing a whole new world under the sea. In addition to swimming and life-saving skills, students must learn some science, like the effect that breathing compressed air has on the human body. Your underwater world is waiting. Don't let your fears hold you back. Add them to your list and start checking them off. Chapter 3. See the World. Another great way to build your bucket list is to think about traveling around the world. Visit the top 10 monuments in the USA. The United States has hundreds of monuments. There are great natural wonders, such as the Grand Canyon and Meteor Crater and the Geyser Old Faithful at Yellowstone National Park. There are man-made monuments, too, like the Statue of Liberty in New York City and Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. Choose your own top 10 and start visiting them. Work on a cruise ship. What better way is there to see the world than to get paid while doing it? Working on a cruise ship can be a great way to meet people from all over the world and explore the globe. The different jobs as waiter, housekeeper, nurse, and more can last for 3 months, 6 months, or longer. Why not give it a try? Shoot the Big Five of Africa. A long time ago, people who admired the wild animals of Africa would shoot them with guns and then hang the heads on their walls as trophies. These days, we know that the best way to enjoy Africa's wildlife is to go on a safari and shoot animals with a camera. Safari guides can help you find Africa's Big Five: lion, leopard, water buffalo, rhinoceros, and elephant. Walk the Great Wall of China. The Great Wall of China stretches across China for about 8,900 kilometers. It was built over several centuries, starting in the 7th century BCE, to defend the land from attacks from the north. Much of the wall still stands, including a section not far from the capital city of Beijing. Each year, thousands of people run a marathon along parts of the wall. Play golf under the midnight sun. If you enjoy traveling, playing golf, and also want to see the midnight sun, then you can do all three at once in Iceland. The best time to go is the period around June 21st, which is the longest day of the year. On this day, the sun is visible all night long. There is a beautiful golf course set among volcanic rocks just outside the capital city of Reykjavik. Ride the GAN train through Australia. A fascinating way to see Australia's desert is to ride the GAN, a passenger train running 3,000 kilometers from Adelaide in the south to Darwin on the north coast. GAN is short for the Afghan Express, which refers to the Afghan camel drivers who helped explore the continent over 100 years ago. Get off at Alice Springs to see Uluru, a rock formation that is sacred for Australia's native people. The entire journey takes 48 hours and is a great way to see Australia. Float down the Amazon. The Amazon River of South America, at 6,300 kilometers long, is the second longest river in the world, after the Nile in Africa. It flows through the world's largest rainforest, the lungs of the world. It is home to 10% of all the world's known plant and animal species. A riverboat vacation is a wonderful way to see this amazing region, but make sure to bring some mosquito repellent to prevent getting bitten. Cruise to Antarctica. Nobody lives in Antarctica, except for a few scientists, but people still visit the spectacular landscape of ice, snow, glaciers, and icebergs from the comfort of a cruise ship. If you are lucky, you will also see Antarctica's most famous native, the Emperor Penguin. Let the world be your playground. And don't worry if you can't travel far. There are wonderful places to explore, no matter where you live. Chapter 4. Test Your Endurance. Think about yourself, your body, and your mind. What personal goals do you want to add to your bucket list? Climb a mountain. Climbing a mountain may sound too difficult, but even some of the most famous peaks in the world are accessible to non-expert mountain climbers. For example, the tallest mountain in Japan, Mount Fuji, is not hard to climb. Nor is the tallest mountain in Australia, Mount Kosciuszko. The tallest peak in Southeast Asia is Mount Kinabalu in Malaysian Borneo. With a guide, hikers can climb this 4,095-meter-high mountain in only 1 or 2 days. Even Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest peak in Africa at almost 6,000 meters, is not so difficult for a healthy person to conquer. If these well-known peaks are too far away, find a mountain near you. Run a marathon. For people who are just getting started on their fitness journey, completing a simple 5-kilometer race, or 5K, is the way to go. But if you want to really test your limits, consider running a marathon. You don't need any expensive equipment or specialized training, just a good pair of running shoes. Imagine the feeling of pride you'll have when you complete 42.2 kilometers. Plus, it's a great way to stay in shape. Try a try. If you can already run a marathon, then why not become an Ironman or Ironwoman? The official Ironman triathlon competition involves a 3.86 kilometer swim, a 180.25 kilometer bike race, and a 42.2 kilometer marathon. But if these numbers are out of your reach, don't worry. Cities and towns around the world offer triathlons for all ages and fitness levels. So give a try a try. Enter an eating competition. Did you know that competitive eating, or speed eating, is considered a sport? Japan and the United States hold the most speed eating competitions each year. One of the most famous speed eating competitions is Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is held every 4th of July at Coney Island, New York. Both Takeru Kobayashi from Nagano, Japan, and Joey Chestnut from San Jose, California, have won this contest many times. The winner always gets a cash prize, in addition to the free meal. Break a world record. If you think a hot dog eating contest is an unusual test of endurance, take a look at the Guinness Book of World Records. This well-known reference book, published annually, contains records in human achievement, such as the longest fingernails, the biggest sandwich, and the oldest mother. Anyone can apply to break existing world records or create new ones. Think about how you could test your strength and endurance. You might be surprised by what you can do. Join a language immersion program. Endurance goals are not just physical. Train your intellectual muscles by participating in a language immersion program. You can spend time taking classes abroad in a foreign language. You might want to go to France and take classes only in French. This will help you become immersed in the country's language and learn it faster. You can stay with a host family, a family that welcomes people from other countries into their homes, where you can learn to communicate with real people in real situations. Write a cell phone novel. Become an author. On your cell phone. There is a specific style to cell phone writing. Since there are a limited number of characters on a cell phone, chapters are very short, and the action of the story moves fast. Writing a novel on your cell phone requires patience and endurance. Try writing on the train or on the bus. You can also take part in NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, each November. This internet event is free to join, and it is a great way to get your novel completed or started. Chapter 5. Learn something new in a day. To keep your life interesting and satisfying, it is a good idea to keep learning new things. Dance. Dancing is fun, even though most of us will never make it to a TV program like Dancing with the Stars. Some of the easiest kinds of dances to learn include cowboy line dancing, basic hip-hop moves, or a Bollywood routine. You can even take a class like salsa or tango dancing. Dancing is lots of fun and can help keep you fit. Juggle. Juggling does not look easy, but those who have mastered the skill say it is easier than it looks. It is the kind of skill that you never forget, like riding a bicycle. You can buy a book or go online for instructions. Start by juggling two balls, and soon you will be juggling three or even four or five. When you get really good, find a partner and create more complicated routines. Whistle through your fingers. When you want to catch the attention of a friend who is far away, what do? Next time, try whistling through your fingers. Here are the basic steps. 1. Place your thumb and first finger into an O shape. 2. Roll your lips over to cover your teeth. 3. Place the thumb and finger into your mouth to push back your tongue. 4. Blow. It takes practice, and your fingers may get wet, but you'll get it in the end. Play the ukulele. While playing the guitar can be quite difficult, playing the ukulele, the four-string instrument from Hawaii, is easier. The ukulele is not hard to learn because usually the fingers on the right hand play together, not independently. This instrument is great for simple tunes. Songs like Somewhere Over the Rainbow and Aloha Oe are a good start. Meditate. Meditation is an ancient idea with proven health benefits. The goal is to free your mind from everyday thoughts and worries and achieve a state of peace. All you need is a quiet environment, comfortable clothes, and a little concentration. Sit with your legs crossed, eyes closed, and body relaxed. Focus on your breathing. Let the noise in your mind disappear. Try it for 10 minutes daily and see what happens. Create a secret recipe. Most people have at least one dish that they really like to make. Take your favorite food a step further by adding an unusual ingredient. Experiment. Put a little cinnamon in your spaghetti sauce. Mix lavender into your cupcake frosting. Spice up your bread with hot peppers. And when your friends ask for the recipe, tell them it's a secret. So what do you think? What do you want to learn next? Chapter 6. What about you? A bucket list can be a helpful tool for self-improvement, wellness, and entertainment. So when you write yours, think big. Make it a long one. If you need some help getting started on your list, go online and look up other types of lists for ideas. For example, search on Top 10 Lists, and you'll get many different types of activities to try, places to visit, and ideas to explore. Did you know you can take a tour of the sewers of Paris, France? Visit a brick museum in Maizuru City, Japan? Travel through the rainforest in Costa Rica on a zipline? Internet lists can help you write your bucket list. Top 100 movies to watch, songs to sing, or books to read. Steps to becoming a good friend, a better golfer, or a smarter shopper. Top 10 workouts, summer recipes, or ways to spruce up your home. You name it, there's probably a list for it. Some people may say that having a bucket list is selfish, but the whole idea is about doing, not having. So don't make a list of all the things you want to buy. As you write your list, remember to mix things up. Consider different types of things. Easy as well as difficult goals. Activities that you can complete now, as well as those that require a big change in your life. things done alone, and those that require some help from others. Ready? Begin!